Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. What's up, gang?
What up, what up?
Not much.
Good.
We got a guest joining the podcast for the first time.
You're welcome. I'm here.
Thank you for joining us, sir. What's your name?
Joe.
He's Joe. Better. My name is also Joe. So I'm the second coolest Joe in the room.
I'd second that.
My name's Isaiah.
I'm Marley.
And I am Whitney.
Y'all.
Hey,
let's go.
Let's freaking go.
So let's do a recap of last week.
Let's see. Starting with the crazy intervention story.
Mm-hmm. Crazy boyfriend.
Crazy boyfriend.
Manipulating everybody for no reason.
Could be real. Could be that she was DeLulu and is actually a drug addict. We don't know.
Or the psychologist is actually not a psychologist.
Psychologist. He could be a faco.
He could.
Okay, and then there was mine. Mine was the coworkers talking about killing
death
the girlfriend.
Threats in the group chat.
Absolutely terrifying.
Not just any coworkers, but all the girl coworkers.
Yeah, and he had a fear with one of them.
Yeah.
Weird. Oh, it was a dude?
Yeah. Yeah, and he talked to all of his girl coworkers about this fight. And they're like, let's kill her.
Wow.
Let's feed her to the pigs and take her teeth out.
Yeah. Wow. That's creative at that point.
That was tasty.
Crazy. And then we got Joe's.
We got getting divorced over birthday cake.
Yeah,
but it was valid. She was mistreated. Homie wasn't pulling his weight.
Sounds ridiculous.
Backstory helps.
Backstory helps. Yeah, because Isaiah doesn't care what Marley wants for her birthday cake.
Nope.
He wants to make that clear.
She didn't know my favorite birthday cake flavor. So,
because you guys haven't celebrated a birthday together yet.
Not in 2 years.
No. And then we had pee allergy boy.
The homie allergic to peas.
That's right.
Friends go out of the way.
We found out earlier that peas and peanuts are in the same family. 10th cousins once removed.
Which is not
both in the legume family.
Yes.
Well, technically a peanut is not even a true nut, it says. That's a legume.
So what's a cashew?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know about cashews.
I didn't know that. I thought peanut kind of refers to
gonna have
peanut.
To hit that one on Google.
Wait, are you? Whoa. What are you allergic to, Marley?
All nuts except almonds.
Are you allergic to peanuts?
Or peas? Yes. Are you allergic to peas?
A little bit. I know,
didn't you just say peanuts aren't technically nuts?
So my story isn't out of the...
But peanuts, too.
Wait, but...
So now I'm going to... But I just learned that information, so now I'm going to change how I...
Change what you're allergic to.
How I say it.
I'm allergic to the legume family.
So you're the same dude as this guy lying about pee allergies.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, let's talk about who we think the fake story was.
Could have been Marley's.
Marley's was so good.
Pretty freaking out there.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be the birthday cake. That's I wasn't here for the whole thing, but
birthday. That one was actually the realest.
I'll have to rewind episode 2.
Yeah. It's all right.
That's fine.
I'm going P-Boy.
Yeah, P-boy. I think it was P-Boy. Was it you back to back? Was it you?
Yeah,
fake story back to back. What are the odds?
What are the odds?
1 in 4.
Exactly.
Back to back to back to back.
1 in 4 twice in a row.
Well, we'll see if
that'd be for it to be a given person. 1 in 4 in general.
I guess I'm the second smartest Joe in the room, too.
True. For those that are listening in the podcast, Joe, my Joe, just rolled his eyes like literally farther than I've ever seen.
If you couldn't
him.
Hear the sigh, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
You didn't hear that eye roll.
In my defense, rewind. I corrected him after he corrected me. So.
Oh.
So you met your match
all
by Joe.
No, I surrender. He wins.
I surrender.
I don't even blame you.
Same.
Anyway.
Okay, so Isaiah was the fakie. Let's see what we got this week. There's no way you're going to go 3 times in a row.
Back to back?
That would be crazy.
It's happened.
What are the chances?
That'd be so anticlimactic.
1 in 16.
Oh, okay.
Wow, who are you?
It's math. Not that difficult.
It's easy math.
It's simple.
What's more
geometry?
16.
Got it.
Yes. You're there. I'm so good at math. Okay. So, I'm thinking I start. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Sure. So this is from Am I the Asshole? This girl, 18 female, got pregnant and she and her parents want me, 19 male, to step up and help her raise her baby. I am not the dad, but I want to go into the Corps. I told her no. I feel bad though. Advice needed. So listen up. Basically, this girl I always had a crush on got knocked up by some random loser, and now, while she is pregnant, she has been wanting to date me. Her parents want me to step up and be a man so they don't have to help her take care of the baby for like the next 18 years and have her stay with them. She is not a piece of cake, by the way. But the thing is, I am not the dad. She said she wants me to be her boyfriend and for me to get a job and a place for her and me to let to live to help raise our kid. My dad told me to tell her to go F herself and not to put my dreams to the side and that I'm so young and just a kid myself and to never, ever in my entire life get involved with her. He said her baby is not my responsibility and he will be heartbroken if I voluntarily take on this burden. He fully supports me going into the Corps. I told her I do not want to get involved with her. Her dad told me I'm not a real man. Update. I've been able to successfully block this girl and her parents on all social media platforms and their phone numbers and home phone as well from my cell phone. I have also gotten a temporary restraining order. There is a legal process you have to go through for a real permanent one, but I'm working on it against her and her parents. None of them are allowed to contact me by any means, including phone, email, mail, in person, or by someone else. If they do, the sheriff will have his deputies go to their house and bring them to the local jail. So that was the update on all of this, but he needs advice.
Stay away.
Yeah.
He's not the asshole.
To answer, am I the asshole? Not even a little bit. It's 100% on her dad. That's ridiculous. Yes. My thought is that, does she really care about this kid at all? Like, it says that, oh, now she wants to be my girlfriend or whatever. There's not a chance if she wasn't pregnant that she's getting with him anyways.
100%. True. That's such a good
point.
That's
why she's picking him.
It's like, oh, this kid has loved me forever. Yeah. Like,
exactly. It's like, pick up the charity case.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. And I can't help but think they're kind of like targeting him because, one, it sounds like he's always been in her life, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, a long time.
Like, there's history there.
Like, across the street. Yeah. You know, like, always.
The parents know each other, maybe.
Yeah. Family friend.
And then also, it's like he's going into the Corps or wants to. I'm not sure, but really good benefits to that, right?
I'm pretty sure.
And so I feel like he's kind of being targeted in a sense. Like, this dad is like, he's perfect for this.
He's the perfect pick a dad guy.
Yeah.
My daughter got knocked up, and now I need to pick a dad for her.
Yeah. I don't get why this guy's not chasing down the baby daddy. Like,
yes,
yeah,
right?
That's really
what he's
doing.
Yeah, the dad.
Yes.
Hot take, though. His dad.
Yes.
I will be heartbroken if you get with her. I just think that's a little bold. It's like, can you just, like, maybe support your son a little bit? Just be like, you have a choice. You know what I want. But if whatever you do, I'll support you. Not be, like, heartbroken. Yeah. I feel like that's a little messed up.
I don't know. That's like taking on a whole child that's not yours.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
I mean,
but, like,
and the dad knows what she's doing.
Wait, also, in there it says that, like, the parents want him because they don't want to be taking care of this baby for 18 years. Is the daughter such a bum that she's going to be single for 18 years?
Yes.
Right.
You think?
He said in the post, like, she requires work.
Yeah, he said she's not a piece of cake.
Yeah, it sucks.
18 years, you couldn't find anything or, like, get a job or something? Like, they're expecting it to be on the parents for the 18 years. That's insane.
That's true.
I mean, they want to make sure their girl's taken care of, too. Like, that's, like, natural.
But that's the thing is, they don't want to take care of her.
Yeah.
That's why they want to pawn her off to someone else. Like, oh, we don't want to take care of her.
If they're banking on his money from the Marine Corps, they're not even planning on him being there either.
Yeah, they wanting him to take care of mommy and daddy too? Does daddy need help too?
Wait, my butt.
Joe's like, he's not a thing.
He does not approve of those jokes.
No, hey.
You got a better zinger?
No, I'm just listening.
But yeah, in conclusion, what for advice though?
Yeah, for advice. What? I mean, he's done it.
See a soldier? Get out there. Yeah. Go into the Marines and don't look back, son.
Yes.
And thank you. Thank you for your service, kid. Get out there. You're going to marry down the road sometime. She's probably going to be a Marine too. You'll both have a pension. Oh. It's going to be great.
So this is from True Off My Chest. And the title is, my wife left me after 2 months of marriage. Last June 2023, my partner and I got married after 6 years together. We had a wonderful relationship, open communication, laughs, long-term goals, and it was the most stable I have ever felt in my life. 2 months into the marriage, she had abruptly left after an explosive fight on the family vacation. For context, I am a 33 female and she is a 30 female. Before the wedding, she became extremely close to a coworker at her new teaching job and was going out quite frequently. I chalked it up to sowing her oats before being married. I voiced my uncomfortable feelings about the coworker constantly texting, calling, and reaching out on all social media platforms. My partner agreed, and the communication and hanging out lessened. This woman came to our bridal shower and joint bachelorette, and eventually was invited to our wedding. A few weeks before the wedding, I saw text messages alluding to the fact that my partner did not need to get married, can do better, etc. I told her she is not invited to our wedding and all contacts need to be cut. Fast forward 2 months post-marriage on the family vacation, I see my partner texting this coworker and explode. My partner voiced that we both need therapy and I should look at my drinking habits and we'll take some space. To make a very long story short, after almost 8 months of living separately, but doing couples therapy, talking every day, personal therapy, and weekly hangouts, she agreed to come home in June after her teaching school year was over. That would be 1 year since our marriage and a fresh start for the both of us. I know it seems crazy, but I believe in loyalty, marriage, and working through problems. When the lease was up, I simply received a text message stating, I am not renewing the lease with you and we're over. I have since found out through her family and friends that she is having an affair almost the entire time of our separation. The woman she left me for is that coworker, a 43 female divorcee with 2 children and at least 1 previous affair with their married male principal under her belt. Obviously, I absolutely was devastated and crushed. I have not had contact with her since we had to split all of the wedding gifts and personal belongings from our home. I confronted her and asked for the truth and honesty about the situation. She admittedly denied an affair and told me I had no real proof. She blamed our split on my personal faults and not having her trust. The manipulation, gaslighting, and blatant lies are the real killer here. She was living a double life this entire time, and this was probably going on before the wedding. I know now they're in a full-blown relationship. She has completely moved on and erased me as if the last year never happened. I feel so stupid and lost and confused. My whole future has been wiped away from me, and I feel helpless. I've been going to therapy, remain in California, sober, and hanging out with friends and family. Still, who the hell did I marry? I have so many questions for her, and I never really got the closure I needed. Any thoughts, recommendations, or similar situations would be extremely helpful. How does someone just let this go?
That is a lot to unpack.
Oh, that's so sad.
That
sucks.
That is sad.
It's a lot to get off her chest. I'm glad she had Reddit. Because there's, like, what's the word limit? I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, she probably pays for multiple therapy sessions just to tell the whole story. Sad. No, but it is sad. That's.
I think the biggest thing to me is that there's obviously there's clear signs beforehand of like disloyalty or at least like some shakiness. So I feel like at some point you have to find the line between like what is stuff. I mean, I guess I'm the only single one here, so you guys is all married people. Where do you draw the line between something that is just a fault in a person that you're gonna have to accept and everybody has faults, and what is something that is blatantly just not something you can work through,
like a deal breaker?
Yeah, exactly. Like where would you draw that line?
Well, it makes me wonder if she mentioned that the relationship with the coworker was like made her a little bit uncomfortable. She brought it up to her before and marriage. In my mind I'm thinking what made her partner want to get married if she's already banging this other girl,
right? Yeah,
like, that's messed up. Like there's something there to the point where it's like, if I'm putting myself in OP situation, I'm like, I'm not writing her off completely. Like, why else would she want to like proceed with me? Right. It's like, that's why I'm like, I don't think that it's like an instantaneous, like, okay, this relationship's over because I'm questioning your loyalty. Yeah. Unless she found out that she was having an affair. Right. Yeah. Like, then that's obviously that's a whole different scenario.
Yeah. And I guess that's fair. I mean, she didn't, to the best of her knowledge, she had like chilled out on the communication with her and cut her out a little bit. I feel like another thing that, like, I don't know, just makes me kind of question the integrity of her partner is that she low-key like broke up over text. Like on the,
oh yeah,
to like just text me, hey, change of plans. I'm not renewing the lease with you. Like
after
and
all, those
yeah, like exactly. I mean, you're married. Like you're not even like
yeah,
dating somebody for a while and breaking up over text is a crazy play. But like
yeah,
marriage, that's crazy.
Well, yeah, they've so been sad. Together for 6 years. Like that sucks so bad. Just everything you had in life and like knew and loved is just like gone with a text message.
How do you get closure from that?
That's a really tough thing.
Like, don't.
They're also not like 20. They're what is this? Yeah, she was like 31. 30, yeah, 43? It's like you're at a point in life where you're like you're probably a little bit closer to feeling like you could settle down. That's it's even worse if that's the case. But all I could think about for OP is that like she's gonna be better off. Yeah. Like this is not sure. This is not the type of partner you want to spend the rest of your life with.
True.
And like yeah, all of the stuff that we know about the person now, it's like. Hopefully with therapy and like spending time on the beach or whatever she likes to do, like she'll be able to get over it and find what's next for her. Cause ultimately it's like just a big, huge dumpster fire.
Yeah.
I feel like you do also have to kind of find a point. I almost feel like it's good that it's just done. Like, I don't know. I think it's definitely worth trying to work through things most of the time and seeing what you can do. But if it's just like, if there's no remorse,
yeah,
which it sounds like there is no remorse. It's almost easier just to clean slate, yeah. Try to find somebody new, try to move on and try to build yourself. But sitting there trying to build something that was never stable is just not the right play.
Do you think the other lady even like in her mind, like even was like, yeah, at the end of this year, I might get back to, or do you think she was just like, I'm just going to lead her on for this whole year
like just prolong
and make her think she has an idea.
She's not living there at that point. So maybe she was hoping like this girl was just going to pay rent that for the rest of the year until the lease was done because her name's on it.
And then
at that point be like, okay, I have nothing tied to her anymore at that point. Like I'm done.
Dang, I didn't even register that could be a possibility.
I'm smart.
People are so jacked up about money. F everyone and money.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're rich, get off our podcast.
Yeah.
No. Stay on sponsor.
Yeah. No, what's so weird to me is that she leaves her girlfriend for her wife for someone that has so much baggage.
So much baggage.
Has already had an affair. It's like.
Yeah, multiple of like banging the principal and like there was so much in there that was like, huh?
Wait, yeah. I got with the principal.
She's divorced. She has two kids and banged the principal.
Married. It's not like the wife is full of integrity either. I mean,
like, yeah, exactly.
This whole like the affair partners school, like that should be a reality TV show. We got the principal banging a teacher. We got a teacher banging another married teacher. Like this is like the whole freaking thing.
Yeah.
Don't work at schools? I don't know. Don't.
What was the final? Like, what did it ask?
It was a true off my chest.
So she was just getting it off her chest, and she just wanted some advice.
And there's no
just
update.
Advice in general.
There's not an update.
Just go find another girl.
Yeah,
she's in California. It's not necessarily that She'll simple. Go find other
just,
girls.
Just enter the core and don't look back.
Everybody's entering the core.
There's Hinge.
There's
buzz your head, get in the core, and get out.
That's right. You can find love in the core.
You can,
yes.
Maybe you'll find our other friend.
Yeah.
Hey, you can find love in the core.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't need the core. Come on. I'm finding girls. It's fine.
Hit him up, ladies.
Not you super personal.
Hey, yeah. Jordan, this could be really good for you.
Maybe I'll drop the Snapchat. We'll see.
Oh, God.
I was going to say number, but I don't know that I want
link
that.
Link in the description. Yeah. Snap. We'll do Snap.
Maybe look at my LinkedIn. We'll see.
Yeah.
Is it up to date?
No.
Nah.
All right. I love it. Good story, Mar.
Am I the asshole for telling my friend her breakup was an inappropriate topic at my engagement party? Me, male, 32, and my fiance, female, 30, had an engagement party this summer. The party was great, and we had a good time with friends and family, etc. However, one thing really bugged both me and my fiance. I have a friend, call her Madison, 32. She was invited to the party and is someone I have been friends with for a long time, since junior high, about 11 years. On the day of the party, 11 years old, sorry. On the day of the party, she told us she broke up with her boyfriend. We consoled her and cared for her and tried to make sure she was okay, whilst also organizing the party. We had 200 guests, so there was a lot of food, drinks, organizing to do. So they have like millions of friends. Awesome.
Love that for them.
When Madison arrived at the party, the only topic she spoke about was breaking up with her boyfriend. The first thing she said to me and my fiance was about breaking up and then asking a bunch of inappropriate questions about their sex relationship. And then started asking about our personal relationship, trying to compare against her failed one and telling us things about her breakup and no congratulations to us. We, of course, wanted to enjoy the party, so tried to console and then change conversations, lighten the mood, etc. But that didn't really work, and essentially it was the only thing she spoke about all night to us and any of the 200 or so guests we had. She proceeded to get drunk and then talk in detail about her sex life to our friends. Quite a few people commented on this to us, and she said it was quite overbearing. On the night, I didn't bring it up with her, and I didn't want to cause a scene and ruin the party, and generally had a great night. However, this stuck in both mine and my fiance's mind, and we didn't like the fact she couldn't just celebrate us and have a good night. So I spoke to Madison about it a week later and said that her talking about her breakup all night wasn't very nice for us and brought the atmosphere down, and that she could have just enjoyed the night instead. That it made us feel annoyed and that we didn't like that you did that, and please could you not do that in the future. At the time of this conversation, Madison agreed and apologized, but then some days later texted and said actually we were wrong for bringing it up, and that she thinks it's strange we were both bothered by her being upset, that all her friends agree we are the weird ones, that she didn't say anything appropriate to anyone, which is not true, so I think she's in denial about the part or embarrassed to admit it, that she was upset. We should just support her, and that we are not good friends to her for even bringing it up. We now are at a stalemate, as I don't want to apologize, and Madison has pretty much taken her apology back. Okay, so I want to know, one, am I the asshole for being annoyed about Madison only talking about her breakup and intimate relationship details at mine and my fiance's engagement party? Let's just talk about that one first.
Okay, no, but also I feel like you have to see Madison's side a little bit. I mean,
yeah,
a breakup is hard, especially if like it was a serious thing. You can't really just turn around and be like partying that night or whatever. 100%. Like, you know,
she was.
Well, I guess she was going hard, but does not sound like she was having like a party. You know, like doesn't sound like she was having a good time. And I feel like you can't blame her for not having a good time.
Yeah.
That being said, I think it's definitely on her to not be bringing everybody else down with her.
Yes. True. And also it's like, this isn't the time to just be like spitting out all the details.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's hard, because it's like when you're so heartbroken and like your world's been turned upside down, it's really hard not to like
be impulsive,
shut your mouth. And yeah, and you just want to be impulsive and just like splurt it all out and say all the details and this is what happened and blah, blah, blah. But there is a time and place. She was drinking. Alcohol was involved, which doesn't help her situation.
Right.
But do we feel like them going to Madison and being like, we feel like what you did was wrong, don't do it again? Do we feel like that was necessary?
That's the second question of am I the asshole? Are they the asshole for bringing it up?
Could I?
Yeah.
You may.
It takes a level of emotional intelligence to realize that that is wrong. So, like, depending on the age, the frontal cortex is not fully developed. Like, it's understandable that she wouldn't realize. But ultimately, like, not the place, not the time. Don't bring it up. And everybody would reach a certain point in life, hopefully, where you would realize that you just don't do that. You don't make that celebration, which is a good thing. It's an important decision. Mm-hmm. It should be celebrated. Don't make that about you. Despite your situation, you kind of have to hold it in. And if you're really banged up about it, don't go.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
people would understand that. Like, yeah, the friend like, would understand that. Like, okay. It's okay. It's not the wedding. It's the engagement party. Not that big of a deal.
I will say, though, they might not understand. Especially because that's a childhood bestie.
But that's the risk that you should be willing to take.
Yeah.
If you can't go and respect their time.
Like a text of like, hey, this happened. I don't want to be a bummer all night.
Yeah, like I'm in a
dream. Yeah, I think. Yeah, exactly. Like I can't.
Also, can we note this is not some like small engagement party? Like
that's crazy.
That is quite the engagement. That's not like a little like, hey, yes. a couple of us friends are getting together. Huge. That's massive.
And also, benefit of the doubt with Madison, she probably thought she was being a good friend by, like, amidst all the drama that she's got in her life, her world being turned upside down, she's still showing up, whether she's showing up in the right way or the wrong way. Like, in her mind, she's thinking, like, at least I showed up for you. And here you are, like, bagging on me for crying at your party about the breakup.
Well, she also, though, was trying to compare.
How they were doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
Give me more details on that.
So what happened was, before she got drunk, she went up to the guy and the couple and was like trying to compare what they were doing to what they were doing.
With intimates.
And like what went wrong.
Yeah, she was like trying to say that hers was better than theirs. How are you guys still together? Kind of a thing. That's how I read it as when I was reading it.
Oh, that's so weird.
Oh, so now you ain't about it.
I would feel very uncomfortable.
She's the asshole.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. She is the asshole for bringing her sadness to the engagement party. Yeah. And that's really kind of like the baseline. Mm. Sure, like maybe they could have handled it better, but like, if we're starting there, she's the asshole, in my opinion.
Yeah. Also, do you feel like it could have gone better if they had just sent her home when she showed up a wreck? Like,
ooh.
I don't think...
Like, if she showed up...
I couldn't tell myself. I'm not the type. I could not tell my friend, look, you're a mess. Go home.
Yeah, I feel like it depends how you do, though.
Turn around.
Like, hey, bro, you need to leave. Like, you're stupid.
Okay, well, yeah, if you say it like that. But I feel like, hey, dude, like, you've had such a hard day.
Yeah.
We totally understand if you just, like, if you don't want to be here. Like,
grab food and go.
But she also was looking for some validation. Yeah, and, like, she was, like, she was fishing for some.
She was making it about her.
Yeah, she was making it about her.
I don't know. I'm trying to see her side. I feel bad. Like, breakup would suck. But
yeah, but you're the asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, still the asshole.
Yeah, she
is. In conclusion. I will say, on the confronting them, I feel like there is a certain point you should just let it go. Like, if you realize she's in a bad spot, I feel like saying something isn't going to help you in any way.
Well, I don't know if that's completely true, because this is just the engagement party. Like, and they obviously had a huge engagement party, so, like, probably everything leading up to their wedding is going to be a huge big deal. So, like, if they're like, hey, like, don't do that again, I think that's pretty valid in their sense, because she's going to be coming to all the things. And if all she ever talks about every time is going to be the breakup, like, I'd be pretty annoyed about that.
Yeah, I don't know if she will now. We'll see if she goes to the other stuff.
Yeah, if they're, like, still friends.
But that would be stressful. Like, if you're the bride and that happened, it's your childhood bestie and she did all that in your engagement party.
No, it's the guy. It's the guy's friend, Madison. So it's like me having
the groom?
So it's like me having a friend that was a girl.
That changes things, because no wonder Madison's so pissed, because she's thinking that's coming from the wife. That's not coming from him.
Yeah.
Because that's a girl thing. Like, girls would be more upset about it than guys would be. Like, I can't imagine Joe texting, like, let's say a girl, like a friend of yours came to our engagement party. You're not texting her unless I'm pissed and I'm telling you to text that girl.
Right.
So,
and as soon as you text that girl, she's in like, oh, it's from Whitney.
Yes. That makes it so much worse.
But they brought it up to her in person.
That's still the same. It's still.
It's not a good look, Madison.
Yeah, Madison. And also, like, she's got to go.
Why is she? Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's weird that she's so adamant on talking to him.
Especially with, like, the intimacy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty even weird.
She's like, oh, my intimacy was better. Yours is worse. We should try it together.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe she wasn't shooting her shot with the kid. Maybe she just was
maybe it really is
airing out her sadness.
Yeah.
But she still is. Yeah. Bottom line is not the time to do it, and she'll learn. Am I the asshole for kicking my husband out after we both found out we were cheating on each other?
That we were both
wow. Correct.
Love that.
Boy, okay, you got to reset that again.
Okay, I'm going to say it really slow. Follow along. Am I the asshole for kicking my husband out after we both found out we were cheating on each other? My husband, 34M, and I, 32F, have been married for 7 years. The first few years were great, but over time we started to grow apart. We became more like roommates than a married couple. We tried to fix things, but nothing seemed to help. Eventually, we just started living separate lives under the same roof. About 6 months ago, I started seeing someone else. Let's call him Mark. I met him through a friend, and what began as harmless conversations turned into something more. I know it was wrong, but I felt neglected and unseen at home, and Mark gave me the attention I was craving. Last weekend, I went out with friends, and when I got home, I had this feeling that something was off with my husband. I decided to go through his phone, and that's when I found texts between him and a woman named Anna. It was obvious from the messages that he was having an affair. I was furious and confronted him immediately. He didn't deny it, but instead he accused me of cheating too. That's when I realized he must have gone through my phone earlier and seen the text between Mark and me.
This is literally comical.
We stood there in shock, realizing we were both guilty of the same thing.
Like, what happened?
wait, me? Both of us?
Do you want to do a switch? Sorry, okay, Eva.
Who's Mark?
The argument that followed was intense. We both hurled accusations at each other, each blaming the other for why our marriage fell apart. He said I pushed him away by being emotionally unavailable, and I told him that he checked out of our relationship long before I did. The more we argued, the more I realized how angry I was. Not just at him for cheating, but how our marriage had become so broken. In a fit of rage, I told him to leave. I said that if he wanted to be with Anna so badly, he should go be with her. He tried to argue back, saying we were both at fault, but I didn't care. I needed him out of the house. He's been staying at a friend's place since then, and we've barely spoken. Now that I've had time to cool down, I'm feeling conflicted. I know we're both to blame for what happened, but I don't regret kicking him out. It felt like the only way to take control of a situation that was spiraling out of control. So, am I the asshole for kicking him out of the house after we both cheated, or was I justified in doing so?
She's an asshole.
Okay.
You're not going to like this. Some of this.
You're not going to like this.
No. Yeah, I'm probably not. She's an asshole.
I don't think she's a... You can't just keep living together, right? Yeah. One of you's got to get out of the house.
Someone's got
to go. And so I feel like this doesn't have enough background information for us to say. It's more so dependent on like who was at fault in the relationship. Yeah. And it doesn't really sound like we have a lot of that. But I mean, like if it's on him, then he low-key should kind of... You got to separate for a second to like cool down. You're not going to be able to just cool down in the same house. So
who cheated first? Let's ask
that's
that.
That's literally what I was asking. Like, whose affair started first?
It does though, because when you like cheat, you are so disconnected from your actual partner at that point.
It sounds like it was pretty.
But think about this
close-ish timing. And if there's not like a long distance, I do feel like there's a difference if like he starts cheating and like. 4 or 5 months down the road, she's just feeling like, neglected.
Yeah.
And then she goes and cheats. I feel like that's different. But if it's within like a month or so and it's like feelings that she's had already for their whole marriage, then I feel like that doesn't come into play.
I getcha. Oh, I wish we had more context here. Like, what do they do for work? Who has more money? Are they going to get a divorce? Like,
yeah, as
where
said,
are we at here?
They're definitely getting a divorce.
Yeah. You think so? I wonder if there's stories out there, like success stories, where they both cheat on each other and they stay
together.
They're
both like, wow, we...
100%.
I'm sure.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, if you are one of those couples listening, please send us your story.
Unpopular opinion, I almost like those couples have a better chance than people who just had one person cheat. Because now you're both back to even and you're like...
That's true.
Here's the thing.
You're back to even.
You said something. You're like, who's responsible for the marriage falling apart? It's both of them. In this story, she says that it gets stale. Things start to suck at a certain point, and that's what causes them to both look elsewhere. And I like one in two marriages ends in divorce. Like it's not a secret that that happens.
They were at the seven.
One in two now.
One in two. I believe it's. Like,
it used to be like
1 in 5 or something though.
Bruh. It's been 50% for a minute.
Yeah, it's crazy. Marriage is great.
We've been in.
But they're not even talking divorce yet. They're literally. She's literally just asking, "Am I the asshole for?"
they're just trying to. Yeah,
I think it's more of an individual, like in that time of kicking him out, not like permanently removed. Like,
yeah,
I get the house, you're gone.
Yeah,
I think it's. What do you think that moment was? Of just like. Holy shit.
It made me think of a Spider-Man meme.
We both cheated on
me. Literally, I just did that bit, so yeah.
Who, what?
Yeah,
you didn't see it before, but...
You're like 3 minutes behind.
You'll see it on the YouTube.
Yeah. Watch it back.
It's hard. But I don't...
Hit a little rewind.
So, but I agree with what you're saying, Joe, that like someone had to leave that night.
Yeah.
You know, like they both messed up. Someone had to go.
So why does it have to be the guy?
I don't know. It just ended up being that you way. She was the first one to say it. She called it.
Girls always get to kick
guys
out.
She called the house.
Yeah.
She
said dibs.
Now, hold on. Gotta respect dibs.
Before we get too crazy, you guys want to hear the top comment?
Yeah.
Okay, this had the most upvotes. You're the asshole. You both cheated, so neither of you is innocent here. But kicking him out was extreme. Instead of trying to work through it or even just separating calmly, you escalated things by throwing him out. This situation calls for more communication, not more drama.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was such a mic drop.
Dude, I'm going to use that for us, babe.
I'm going to use that for us.
I'm going to use it for you.
I'm not leaving the house.
I'm not either. I'll take Isla.
Okay, here's another comment I liked. This one says, ESH, everyone sucks here. Oh. So everyone's the asshole. Both of
that
you stepped outside.
That is a great answer.
Yeah. Both of you stepped outside your marriage, so you're both responsible for where things ended up. However, your husband shouldn't have cheated, and neither should you. Kicking him out was just a way to avoid dealing with the real issues in your relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. Dang.
Their comments are good. I don't feel like you can just unpack that in a night of finding out.
Yeah,
I feel like you do need to, like,
you need a breath.
Take a step back, calm down, and then reanalyze your entire marriage, because clearly
Call
there's flaws.
Call your boo. Tell him what's going down.
Mark. It's over.
It's over. Come over.
What if the two people they were cheating on ended up hooking up?
And they just have a love square.
Mark and Anna?
Yeah. Like, yeah,
or they just have a foursome.
Oh. Sure.
Dang.
That's economical.
I love that idea.
That's not a good idea. Not recommended.
Really bad.
From experience,
they always, you know, as soon as it gets to be more than two people, it just really complicates things.
Is that your personal experience?
I'm kidding. That's not a question that you should ask. But why don't you start with just a normal relationship first?
How about a monogamous one?
Yes. First. Okay. I found one
that was on her.
You
side?
Want to tell us about her? You want to ruin the engagement party?
Podcast so, right now?
There was one comment that supported wifey.
Oh.
Says, not the asshole. He cheated first and you found out about it. You had every right to be upset and ask him to leave. It sounds like your marriage was already over and his affair was just the final nail in the coffin. Cool.
Wait,
so you don't care about...
Wait, did he cheat first?
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of is like, she found out first, seconds before. It's like twins getting... birth and the older twins like, I'm a minute older.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's literally it. It's like A versus B.
Yeah.
Yeah. A versus B.
So, yeah.
That's a lot. I don't even know.
In like therapy.
Yeah, therapy. But also, like, are we rooting for them as a couple to stay together?
No.
Hell yeah. It sounds like the ship has well sailed. But, like, ultimately, it's what are they looking for individually? What did Mark have? What did Anna have? And, like, if you can find that in your marriage, you're already there. And, like, divorce is messy.
It doesn't mention anything about kids. That also goes into it a lot.
Yeah.
So I mean, if there
How
were kids,
and
34 and 32, so they're also
they're
like
young.
Yeah, they
like,
might not have kids.
But if they have kids, those are gonna be young kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad. I honestly am stumped. I don't know who has the fake story.
Oh gosh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, they all sounded really good tonight.
Yeah.
I think it's either between Marley or Joe.
Okay.
Wow. Here's the thing. He has to be the greatest freestyle of all time. To come up with top comments. Three more comments on top of his thing already? That's pretty insane.
I mean, I don't know.
And an everyone sucks here comment? That's pretty crazy to pull out of his back pocket.
I don't know. Joe knew ChatGPT before us all.
I don't think it was Isaiah's. There's no way he would get three in a row.
Yeah, there's not.
The
And that one sounded like way better than all his other fake ones. So like, yeah. Either he got really good at like fixing that.
Wow.
His, yeah, what was yours? I don't even remember.
It was
so long ago.
I don't remember.
I remember yours was the females. Yours was the Marine Corps trying to pawn off a kid.
The engagement party.
The engagement party.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, that sounded
legit.
Yeah. Legit. I could see ChatGPT going on writing a little novel.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I could. Like, you're right. I think.
What was yours?
Could be I'm leaning towards Marley.
Left after 2 months.
The two women.
Well, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to knowing.
I know. I feel like this will be a good one.
And so we don't get to find this out till next week?
That is right.
Wow.
Not until next week.
Can we give a guess?
Yeah.
I'm guessing Marley.
I think I'm going true off my chest, girl, too.
I think.
Well, I can't vote myself. I think Joe.
You were going to vote yourself?
Oh, what? That's not what I meant by that.
Oh, man. It's either between you two.
Hey, boy, let's go.
Wait, what was yours again?
You're so confident on the 19-year-old taking the 18-year-old's kid? That's also
that
really
a good one.
I think I'm going to go with Joe.
Okay.
So we're split?
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Me and Marley are saying Marley.
Just because I think Marley's was so long that she wouldn't have...
That ChatGPT can't write that much?
Well, I just don't think she would have, like, went through and edited all the things ChatGPT does wrong of that long. Like, for it to be like...
Yeah, you would know about ChatGPT, best friends.
I don't know.
Like, oh, well, you have to edit things.
I just have to ask more questions.
3 weeks in a row.
I'm gonna go Joe.
Okay. Final answer, Joe.
Okay.
Marley.
I can't vote myself. That's kind of sus, but I'm gonna stick to my gun.
Dude.
I can't vote.
I'm going Marley.
It's a crazy take.
Oh, I love it. Guys, great stories.
That was a good one.
Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, we really appreciated that. We wish you could be on every week.
Followers, if you're a cute girl, add me on Snapchat.
Let's go.
How old are you?
Jordan underscore all red 01. I'm 22.
Oh, repeat 22. That one more time.
Jordan underscore all red 01.
Frenzies on three.
Nope. I'm out of this.
Peace out.
I love you guys.
Woo! Later, guys.